completion of this song, we enter the breakfast room and timidly present advertisements to the father by slipping it over his newspaper.
Let them peep round the edge of the newspaper, and they can't get in anywhere, you see. One goes round one side of the newspaper, the other goes round the other, they can't get in. Mr. Banks is poring over the financial columns. But, Father, it was the advertisement. I put the advertisement in now. You go and behave yourself, you see.
Yes.
Then somebody goes on reading.
As the maid pours coffee over the top of the paper,
she informs Mr. Banks that there is a long queue of applicants waiting outside.
The children leave the room, we see a mysterious wind take the scraps up the chimney and up to the sky.
Another wind blows one of the nanny's suitcases in her
pocket. And they all go running after their belongings.
Yes, their belongings, their purses.
Their purses and their
suitcases, their cloaks.
And they're all after all their belongings.
Because that is a human thing to happen. That's something that's been caused by Mary Poppins' entrance, though we don't know about it yet. And it links up with her.
The children's amazement and excitement increases as they see a figure appear in the sky.
It's coming this way. It's not a bird. What is it? Jane! It's a person! Look!
Now we cut to the breakfast room where Mr. Banks puts aside his newspaper.
The maid has come back again. Please, sir. Well, what is it? Oh, they've arrived. Very good, Ellen. Tell them I'll receive them in my study. You may all come in now, but why don't you...
Instead of shock, the solitary figure of Mary Poppins standing on the doorstep with the children patched together advertisement in one hand.
Good morning.